As far as the game, we came out of the game really fairly healthy. We had a couple little things. Some of the guys that didn't play in the game should be back starting practice again this week. Marcus Sherrills will be going some today. We had Josh Robinson. He practiced a little bit last week toward the end. We just kept him out for some of those things. Obviously, Linville won't be going this in practice, and the rest of the guys are, for the most part, just minor little nicks. But as far as the game, after watching the tape, I got a chance to watch some of the guys closer than you asked me about during the game. But I thought we did some very good things. I was impressed that when I put the tape on, it's a little bit like I envisioned this football team to look like. We didn't make many mistakes on defense until later on in the ball game. Offensively, we took good care of the ball. Both sides of the ball hustled and ran well. We competed very well. We got up in people's face on defense. We challenged their defensive backs. We were playing man-to-man. For the most part, we threw the ball in the right places. And I think we're starting to develop a physical mindset with this football team. I like how we practice. And I think, and I told the team this morning, the way we practice is showing up when the lights come on, we get ready to go play. So we need to continue to practice at the same tempo. We need to continue to improve on the mistakes, and still got a long way to go. So, questions?
Rick said the hope is that Linval will be back by the regular season opener. I guess, how are you going to proceed going forward with him, in a couple of weeks?
Well, the guys that have been backing him up, Fred Evans, Shamir, Chase Baker, all those guys. That will be fine.
Mike, what went through your mind, I guess, when you first heard about what happened and you got a call about it?
Well, it was, oh, my God, and thank God he's okay. He's a terrific young man. He's a good kid. And we have a lot of good kids on this football team. Rick's done a really good job of bringing high quality, high character players in here, which is one of the things I talk to him about all the time. Is we want to represent the fans and the state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities as people that want to be known as Vikings and good guys. And so, unfortunately, this was a unfortunate incident that happened.
A lot of people obviously be shaken up by something like that. How are Linville's spirits just having gone through that?
Well, he's pretty good, really, for the most part. He's in the meeting this morning paying attention to, what corrections he needs to make when he's playing. And, he's a fairly quiet guy anyway, so I'm sure it shook him up like it shook all of us up. But he's a very high character, high quality young man.
He's walking around fine.
Even though this is kind of a random deal, do you have tell your players to do anything differently?
Well, I talk to him a lot about a lot of times when people have the stature that they are, we have to be aware of their surroundings. We have to make sure we understand where we're going. We got to make sure that we understand it. There's a chance that people try to make a name for themselves by doing something to, somebody, a high celebrity guy, and we just have to make sure we take care of each other, and we have to know where we're at and where we're going to go. Do we want to talk about the football game at all?
Who's that team that hasn't been receiving a lot of attention? Who stood out to you positively that, in your mind, hasn't been receiving a lot of attention?
Well, Shamar Stephen, I think somebody asked me in the press conference how he did. He did very well. Gerald Hodges did some good things in the ball game. I thought Wentworth did a nice job in the game. Higgins had a nice catch and run afterwards. I'm just trying to think of some guys that we don't talk about much for a first down. And then, the usual guys that we've, I thought honestly, I think both linebackers did some good things. You're talking about the middle linebacker. I know that's one of your big things, but Jasper made some nice plays. He had one misfit on a run that busted out of there, and we didn't do a good job in the secondary. I tell our guys all the time, long runs are typically because of perimeter run force. We didn't do a good job in the safety coming down. The safety was coming downhill on that play, so we ended up giving them 14 more yards on that run than we should have. And then I thought Audie Cole did a nice job in there as well. So we got to keep trying to progress with that. But we had 2 3 and outs on defense. We've got it. Like I think I said this in the press conference, we have to flip the field position better than we were. We were backed up about 3 times. We could have had them backed up, and we didn't flip the field position. And this is a field position game. You know, usually in 100 yards should equal 7 points. So if you out, you know, if you like, we had a 19-yard. We had the ball on the 1 yard. We would have had them on the 1 yard line. We stepped the end zone, so we gave them 19 yards there. We didn't field the punt one time. We got a 15-yard penalty. You know, there's a lot of ways to score points, and we didn't allow ourselves in a lot of situations to score more points.
Mike, how do you evaluate your defensive line?
Honestly, I think that they did a good job in the run game. I think we got to rush the passer better. I think we have to protect the passer better than what we did. So that'll be a lot of our emphasis this week. I didn't do any of the practice schedules starting today until after the ball game, because I wanted to see where we're at and what we need to work on and where we need to go from there in order to get this team better. And that one of the areas is we got to rush the passer better. We got to be at the end of the ball game, we didn't rush smart. We let the quarterback out of the pocket and they had a chance to throw the ball down there. I think he scrambled out one time. We have to know where our rush lanes are. So those are all things about being a smart football. When I talk about being a smart team, that's part of being a smart football team.
What did you see from the offensive line when you went back and looked over, particularly the starters? I know you guys allowed 6 sacks, but that wasn't all the field.
Yeah. I thought Matt Khalil improved quite a bit. You know, he made a great play on the one ball that Teddy got sacked on. We can't have turnovers. We can't have sacks in the red zone. And I thought Khalil played well. And actually, I thought all of them did. Sully, he probably needs to be a little bit more explosive at the point of attack. The nose guard was playing a little head-up technique, which we didn't prepare a lot for this team. So that was a little bit that we have to adjust what we do offensively. Phil did a nice job, and Charlie Johnson did a good job. So, I mean, I was pleased with especially the run blocking. We have to clean the pocket up for the quarterback a little bit better. We got to give him more. You know, those quarterbacks love to have a clean pocket. And a lot of the things I talk about on defense are exactly what the other defensive coaches are trying to do. So it's important that we keep that pocket clean for the guy.
You mentioned things got a little sloppy late. How much is that to be expected? How much of a concern is it?
Well, my expectations are pretty high, so I expect who's ever in a football game to do what we're asking them to do and what we're practicing to do. And I was a little bit more animated, I guess, in the second half because I saw some things we weren't doing that they've been coached to do.
Do you expect Teddy Bridgewater to get a start in the preseason just to see how he looks?
We'll see after this week. I don't know.
Monday night. Would you say this week coming up would be similar than the other game in terms of how much you guys play, or maybe Castle will play more?
We've talked about it. We'll just see how it goes.
Monday night's practice, Coach? Anything similar to the last one? Yeah, Monday night's practice?
Yeah, it'd be very similar. Just again, these 2 days this week are about what I felt like we need to improve on. I had a list that I wrote down, areas that for us to continue on, we have to improve. So I put a lot of those areas in these two practices where we can try to get better.
Going back and taking a look at Adam Thielen, what did you see from him? And he seems like a guy who can contribute a lot of different spots.
Yes, and he had great effort. He made a nice catch on third down. He did a nice job on punt return and punt cover. He's a guy that has a lot of toughness, a lot of heart. You know, he wants to make the football team, and he's given his best effort to do it. And, you know, guys like him, you can win a lot of football games with guys like him.
This is really the game how he was rushing
the
pass.
Well, he got the half sack on the one. I told him, I said, you know, you should have. He kind of felt his way into the rush. I thought he should have probably ran over the back. But, you know, we haven't done that in practice any, so we're, you know, these are, you know, it's like sacking the quarterback. A lot of times in these preseason games, you see guys going by the quarterback because, you know, every day I'm telling them stay away from the quarterback, and now all of a sudden you get one night and they get to go hit the quarterback. So, but overall, the thing I was impressed with, the things I've been talking to him about in practice, he improved in the ball game. He was overrunning a couple plays last few days in camp, and we coached him up to, you know, hey, you got to make sure you're taking care of this, and then shed, and then be off. He got off of blocks well. He in coverage, he was in good shape, and I think he had maybe a couple blitzes. I should have probably rushed him a little bit more earlier in the ball game than I did, but you know, he'll get plenty of opportunities. And this week, just so you can write this, we'll start moving him around a little bit more in some of the rush stuff.
Do you have a
do you have
a rule or philosophy about going in the locker room before or after practices, you know, visiting with players and stuff? I think some coaches consider that players' domain and they won't go in there. Do you have a, you know, guideline for yourself about how you approach that?
Well, I think the head coach needs to be around. Just, you know, let him know you're around, and you know, it kind of sometimes keeps them on their toes a little bit. And I try to be around as much as I possibly can. I don't really concern myself how much the other coaches do it, but, you know, I try to go in the weight room when they're lifting weights. I try to go in the meetings. I try to, you know, walk through the training room. Just, you know, I want them to see me as a football coach and one of, I want them all to understand they're my guys. So,
time for two more questions and then a special teams announcement.
Okay, you mentioned
kind of get focused on football and that's the media stuff. I'll improve too.
You mentioned you might have wanted to rush Barr a little bit more, but you know, is there any tendency maybe to put players in positions that are a little less used to in order to evaluate, you know, areas that you think they need to improve?
Well, we try to do that more in practice to find out what they can do as opposed to doing it in a game where they may not look as good. And all part, you know, it's all part of practice, and the games are, for us right now in the preseason, is to evaluate what we're doing well, what strengths the guy has, what weaknesses he has, and then as we start game planning, try to take away their strengths and weaknesses, but try to use our guys in the best possible way we can. So we'll like I said, we'll mess around with the pass rush a little bit now and talk about getting guys where they can work together on certain sides, continue to do that. But I try not to do it very much in the games because I want our guys to play fast. I want them to play physical. I want them to play smart. And I don't really, you know, as a football coach, I don't really want to put them in position where they're not going to be successful.
Why was A.C. Leonard released? Was it a medical thing? I know this was a few days ago.
You're going to have to talk to Rick about that. I mean, you know, obviously we discussed it all, but I think that should go through Rick.
Question on how will Norv and his offense maybe use Jerome Felton, that fullback that he was previously used? I know he technically didn't start Friday's game. Any big deal there? How is Felton going to be utilized?
Well, I don't think he started because of the personnel group that we had in the ball game. I mean, he went in the first time the fullback went in the game, he went in. I think Jerome, so far, I feel like Jerome's having a good camp, and, you know, he's got some thump to him. He's got a physical presence. You know, the fullback position, again, it's kind of like using the guys. Well, he's a thumper, so when he's in there, we're going to try to use him in some thumping situations. Other fullbacks around the league may not have the same type of physicality that he has, and so they're not used the same way. So I would say, and I don't really know exactly how they used him last year, but I know that his blocking ability, catching the ball in the flat, making sure that we can spread guys out with him in there some too will help us. Special teams. We've hired Joe Marciano to help with the special teams during the 3 weeks that Mike Prefer has been suspended. Joe has been a special teams coordinator for 27 years in the NFL, Tampa, Houston, and New Orleans. He's a great guy, very, very knowledgeable, and he was at the walkthrough today. He'd been out of practice, but we felt like in our thinking that it'd be good to get someone in here, go through these next 3 weeks of camp, get a feel exactly of how we're doing things, where we can continue to speak the same language, but have some veteran experience for these first couple ball games, especially with me being a new head coach. And these, I think the experience factor has been good. And Mike and Joe and Ryan are going to work very, very closely together. So there is no so the continuity of what we do special teams is always the same.
Has he been here, Joe, before?
I have not, no.
Has he been here
in the past couple weeks or not?
No, he came in last night, and he came in last night. He was at the walkthrough this morning. He'll be out of practice today. I'm sure you've seen him on TV before. No special team coaches get on TV a lot.
Will he just be around for the start of the season, or is there any chance he would stay on in any capacity?
Well, our plan right now is for 3 weeks. Once Mike gets back, then he'll come back. And Joe was kind of retired. You know, he's got a family things he has to take care of, and so he was gracious enough to come up here and help us out, and I appreciate that a lot.
All right.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Coach Prefer.